Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's June 16th, 2021, and this is episode 98 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're just finding the podcast, I want you to know that the reason that I record this podcast every day is that I want to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation. Maybe I even want to stir the pot a little bit sometimes. I want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring the idea of creating momentum. Yesterday, I asked you where you connect with people. Again, on the surface, that question may not have an obvious tie to creating momentum for your ideas, unless you've read Mark Schaefer's latest book, Cumulative Advantage, or Stephen Johnson's Where Do Good Ideas Come From? I guess maybe the easiest way to explain why it's so important to connect with people is to say that if we want our ideas to evolve and grow and spread, we have to get them out of our bubble. We have to connect with other people. If you have thoughts on this and you missed yesterday's episode, or you just want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 97. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, even if you're not a Facebook person, I'd still encourage you to make the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. In fact, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple, and it takes you right there. So think about using that link, and think about joining the group, and then think about adding to the live conversations that we have every weekday afternoon. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're going to keep exploring how to create momentum for our ideas and for our businesses. Yesterday, we talked about connecting with other people and giving our ideas the ability to breathe and be tested and grow. And today, I thought we could start our conversation with a related question, or at least a tangent. Today's question is, who are the influencers in your market? I don't know if that question really resonates with you, but it's an important one. You really need to think critically about that question. We've been talking all week about ideas and creating momentum for those ideas. And I said Monday, that could be design ideas or it could be business ideas or something in between. So let me explain the importance of the influencer question from a couple of different points of view. Let's start by sticking to the momentum theme for a minute. Maybe it seems obvious, but if you want all these ideas that we've been talking about to take hold, you're going to need influencers to help you spread the word. That may mean something like talking about your idea on social media, or it may mean putting in a good word somewhere. By the same token, even if we're simply talking about marketing your architecture firm, wouldn't it be great if you understood who the influencers are in your market? For example, if you're working on residential renovations in Columbus, Georgia, I have no idea why I picked Columbus, Georgia. Anyway, imagine if you made a list of everyone that influences that market. Who would that be? Realtors that specialize in homes ripe for renovation? Contractors that specialize in residential renovations? Bankers that specialize in loans for home renovations? Neighborhood organizations in areas where many homes are being renovated? Do you see what I mean? I'm sure you could add to that list, but what if you, as an architect that specialized in renovating homes in Columbus, Georgia, what if you were top of mind for all of those influencers? Seems like there might be some real power in those relationships, doesn't it? So back to the discussion of creating momentum for your ideas. If you're trying to sell a design idea to a client, especially if it's a committee, who are the influencers? Who can help you sell that idea? If you have a new business idea, who are the influencers that can help you promote the idea? If you're trying to become a thought leader, who are the influencers that can help you promote your work, your articles, or your videos, or your book for that matter? If you feel like you've toiled away in relative obscurity, maybe the very next question that you need to ask is, who are the influencers that you need to help you spread your ideas? What do you think, though? Let's talk about that in today's Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
typically Tudor style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.